So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned a machlekes regarding yush kaina, whether a ganav acquires the stolen object through the owner's yush if he gave up hope of recovering the object. Rabbah holds yush kaina. The ganav does acquire the object through yush, but he was uncertain whether yush kaina is midereis or only midrabanan. While Rabbi Yosef holds yush in the kaina, the ganav does not acquire the object through yush even midrabanan. However, Rabbi Yosef agrees that the ganav does acquire the object if there was yush and shene hashem, the object received a new name through its change in status. The Gemara questions the concept of shene hashem from a Mishnah Masechtas Kittin, which states, "Bala morish hagozel shebeno bebirah sheyitel es damav mepnei takanas hashavim." If a person stole a beam and built it into his house and then wants to do tshuva, the Chacham initiated that it's sufficient for him to compensate the owner for its value, and he's now required to remove and return the actual beam. The Mishnah implies time of Takanas Hashavim, Halav HaChihadr Be'inei. If not for the Takana, he would need to return the actual beam, even though there was a Shin Hashem, and that the Mikara Kishura Bahashta Tlala. When he stole it, was known as a beam, while after he built the house, it was known as a roof. Apparently, because Shin Hashem is not considered a Shinui. The Gemara offers two answers. Rav Yosef says, Morish Shmoy Olav. In this case, there is no Shin Hashem, because even after it's built in, it is still known as a beam. As the Brisa explains, the Pasuk in Yechezkel, Tzalois Habayis Elo Hamalatatin, Vo'ivim Elo Hamarishis. Rav Zeir says that it depends. Shin Hashem She'eno Chayz Libriyasoi Have Shinoi. Only a Shin Hashem that cannot be reversed is considered a Shinoi. But Shin Hashem Chayz Libriyasoi Lo Have Shinoi. A Shin Hashem that can be reversed is not considered a Shinui, and a beam can be removed from the house as is. The Gemara now questions the concept of Shin Hashem from the following Braisa. If a block of wood was first hollowed out and fashioned into a pipe, which is a kli, and then attached to the ground, it is still considered a kli, and the water flowing through it becomes Mayim Shuvan and is disqualified for use in the mikvah. However, Kavoy ulbsev chakokoi, and then Paisles a mikvah. If the block was first attached to the ground and then hollowed out into a pipe, it is still considered karka and the water flowing through it does not become mayim shu'uvim and may be used in a mikvah. The Gemara asks that since there was a shin hashem in that the mikar kitzitzta v'hashta tzinayra, it was first known as a block of wood and now is known as a pipe, and if shin hashem is considered a shinui, then the filik kavoy l'psiv chakoka namely posel. Even if it was first attached to the ground and then hollowed out, it becomes a kli through the Shin Hashem, and the water should be pasul for a mikvah. The Gemara explains, Sha'ani she'iva de midrabanan hi. Since the psul of Mayim Shuvan is merely midrabanan, Rabban initiated that only chakoko l'psev kvoi pasul as a mikvah, because ikater is kli alav betolash. It was already considered kli before it was attached to the ground. But kvoi l'psev chakokoi ain't a pasul as a mikvah, because ain't ter is kli alav betolash. It was not considered kli before it was attached to the ground. The Gemara now returns to the machlekes in the previous daf regarding shinu kaina. Rav Chisda says the Torah source for shinu kaina is in the pasuk veheishav as exil asher gazel. The superfluous words asher gazel teach im ke'ein shegazel yachzer v'im lav dame ba'alma ba'yishlumi. Only if the object was still in its original form must the ganav return the actual object. But if it is not in its original form, he keeps the object itself and only pays for its value. Apparently, because shinu kaina. The Gemara then cites a second version of Rav Chisda who says the opposite, that the source for Shina in the Kaina is in this Pasuk, Beheshav es Exela, Mikol Mokim. He must return the actual object in all its forms. And the superfluous words, Asher Gazel, are needed to teach the halacha of Al Gazelu Shaloi Maisiv Chaymish. He pays the Chaymish an additional 1/5 only for an object that he stole. Ve'en Maisiv Chaymish Al Gazel Avev, but he does not pay an additional Chaymish for an object that his deceased father stole. Ula mentioned a Torah source for Yish in the Kaina, because the pasuk that refers to Kabbana states, Ve'aveisim gazla esapisech vesachayla. You bring animals that are stolen, crippled, or sick. Gazel dumi de pisech. Ma pisech de lesle tekanta klal, af gazel de lesle tekanta. A stolen animal is permanently invalid, just like a crippled animal. And therefore, loishna lifne Yish, but loishna achar Yish. It must be because Yish she'in the Kaina. The Gemara now resumes explaining the previous Mishnah. Midas tashlum abba v'chamisha in neheges el b'shir v'sel bovat. A ganav pays 4 or 5 times the animal's value, only if he slaughtered or sold an ox or a sheep. But for all other animals, he pays only kefil, because the pasuk states ki yignav ish shay oisew tevacha emacharoi, Chamisha Bokri Shalom Tachas Ashar, Va'arba Tzayin Tachas Aseh. As the Gemara explains, Shur the Sefer Vesed the Resha Miyater. The Pasuk did not need to mention both Shur and Seh at the beginning and at the end. Rather, the Pasuk could have stated Shur once at the beginning and Seh once at the end as follows. Kiyignev ish shur utavachu mocharoi, chamisha bakri shalom tachtav, va'arba tzayin tachas aseh. Shur d'seifa v'sed d'reisha lamali. This must be to teach shur b'se'in midach rinilai. This halacha applies only to oxen or sheep, but not to all other animals. The Gemara explains that the drasha is not from shur b'se'a d'seifa, because the pasuk cannot have mentioned both shur b'se'a only at the beginning but none at the end, such as kiyignev shur aseh utavachu mocharoi, and then Chamisha Bakri Shalom Tachtav Arba Tzayin Tachtav, because we would have thought that both words Tachtav refer to the same Shur or Seh, and Bayishlumi Tishlo Cholechad V'yechad. For each animal he must pay 9 animals. Therefore the Pasuk needed to state both at the end as well, Tachas HaShur, Tachas HaSeh. And the Drush is also not from Shur V'Seh D'Reisha, because the Pasuk cannot have mentioned both Shur V'Seh only at the end but none at the beginning, such as Kiyignev Ish Utavacho Mocharei, and then Chamisha Bakri Yisham Tachas Asher V'Aber Tzayin Tachas Aseh, because we would have thought Adigan of Tarvayu. Only we stole both a Asher and a Seh. And then V'Tavach Chad U'Mishayir Chad Oy Mazvin Chad U'Mishayir Chad. If he then slaughtered or sold only one and not the other, he pays Chamisha Bakri for the Asher and Aber Tzayin for the Seh. However, if he stole only one and then he slaughtered or sold it, he's not liable for Dal V'Hei. Therefore, the pasuk needed to state at least one at the beginning, ki yignev ish shur oise. Therefore, the drasha is from shur de seifa, besed de reisha.